We're just going to finish Nidorim today, save the Hakdama to Nazir for tomorrow, and start Nazir tomorrow. We're not going to finish completely. We'll leave a line or two at the end. Okay. Huh?
He got lucky. He just has to do a line or two.
No, you can do the whole thing also. But he it's the Chol Yoma the Tashmish Mikad Mamashi Yodi Lagavra. It's a woman that every day after they would have relations, she would wash her husband's hands. Yomachad Ashile Mayla Mamasha. So one day she brought him water to wash his hands, as if they had just had relations. Omer lo, hadom nilsalo havisoidna. So I don't live with you today. Why are you washing my hands? Omer leim kein chad min nochrim ahaluyoi dehavu hocho heidna. Right? I antlo dilma min hon. So that's the case, then maybe, one of the goyim who was here today, live with me. It wasn't you, must have been them. I thought it was you. A modern case, and it's talking about an Ashes Kohen, and since she thought it was her husband, she wouldn't have been ushered to him if she was an Ashes Israel, but an Ashes Kohen, even if she's forced, is ushered, so it's no worse if she thought it was her husband. So she's telling her husband, I'm ushered to you, divorce me. Even though she didn't say it in all those words. Rav Nachman, Eneha Nosna Be'acher, Velesba Meshosha Be'mila. We don't believe her. Unless she brings proof, she's still mutter to her husband, and that's not good enough. We're afraid that she's saying it, even though she didn't say it outright, but she's saying it in order to force him to divorce her so she can marry somebody else. Rashi. Dechol yoma la'achar tashmish mikadmo umashi yodi l'gavra. Every day after tashmish, she would go and wash her husband's hands. Kedei latar yodiv la'achar tashmish. And one day she did that, and Omer lo, hadom milsa detashmish lo havi edna. He said, "What are you washing my hands for? I didn't live with you today." So ahaluye mochre ohalos besomim. Ahaluye, the people. He said, "There was somebody here who was selling perfume, and Bistamba, what's it called? I got mixed up, and it was him and not you." Okay.
We don't believe her because he should be smelling a perfume. She should have known. That's another time that she thought it was working.
Yeah, but anyway, something smelled fishy over here. Right.
He's all fish oil.
It's the Lohavi Bedicha Daita Bahadi Gavra. Right? There was a woman, she wasn't too happy. She wasn't a happy camper that day. Omer lo ha'idna maishna. Right. Why? What happened? Why don't you feel so good today? Why aren't you happy? Amar lei mi olam lo tzarosim b'derech eretz ki oidna. You haven't hurt me when we had relations like today. Today you really hurt me when we had relations. Right. Amar lo lo havi hadom yosah oidna. I didn't live with you at all today. Right. Amar lei im kein halin nochrin naftuye dehavi hocha haidna. Right, there are people selling neft. Right, here maybe should have spelled on the neft. Right, right. There were neft sellers here today. It could have been one of them. Right, I thought it was you, but Dilmaisa it wasn't. Okay, Rashi naftuye mochre neft. Omer lehu Rav Nachman lo sashgichum ban osenasei neba acher havei. Same thing. Right, we don't necessarily believe her, or take it to that it wasn't that she lived with somebody else, because could be she's just looking for an excuse to get divorced. Ahu gavra da havi maharzik bebeso hu veinse. Right, guy, what's it called? Alone with a woman in a house. In the house, it wasn't his wife. The insay, okay. All osamori de besa. So the husband came home. Right. Parte noef lahutsa v'orak. So this guy who was alone with his wife ran away. He ran out of the house. right? He knocked down the fence and ran away. Okay. Omarova itzashari. The woman is mutter, right? Because it's only suspicious circumstances, but you don't ask her a woman to her husband, because of suspicious circumstances. Only Kinu in Stira, the husband warned her, and then she was alone. But otherwise, just being alone with somebody else, we don't assume that she committed adultery. Unless there was Kinui first, and then unless she goes through the process of Sota, she's also to her husband. But if there's no Kinui first, suspicious circumstances, don't ask her to her husband. Why? In Isa, the Avadi Sura, Arhusi have a Mirchas. Because the nature of a person is, if they really committed adultery, the guy wouldn't have run away, he would have hidden somewhere. Okay. And his master, there was a place for him to hide. Rachi, Maharzik Vadeso, Shoyasogar in Isha Vabayas. Parte Noe Flahotza, Porat Sagether, he broke down the fence, and he ran away. Right? So Mara says that if he really was an adulterer, he would have been so embarrassed he wouldn't have let people see who he was and run away, he would have hidden. Having mirchas bevesa hoya mischabi babaish lo yargish bo abal, would have hidden. This way he didn't actually commit the Avera, so he wasn't that embarrassed, so better he get out of the house fast. Okay, ahu noeth, the all the gabe dahi insa. There was a guy who was intending, at least, to be an adulterer, and he went to a certain woman, Osa Gavra Solik Noif, Ese Biklai Bova. So the Noif went and hid. This guy Taka did hide, okay, and he hid by the gate of the house. Rashi, no Rashi, okay. Havi machasin tachle tamon the taminun chivya, and they stored their some kind of cress or some kind of vegetables there. You know, Yaakov, what is it?
Just cress.
What?
He says
cress. What, a cress? Well, I don't know what cress is, but I thought it was a toothpaste. But in any case, there's some kind of lettuce or something, and a snake ate part of it. So we're afraid now the venom went into the vegetables. Bo mori de basil amechel min hano tachli. So the husband, right, wanted then to eat some of this cress. And the adulterer knew that it was poisoned. Right? Below daita de insa. One second. Amechel min hano tachli below daita de insa. So the guy picked his head up and he said, "Hey, don't eat that stuff. Where you come from? Don't eat that. There's snake venom in it. The taminun chivya. Amarava insa sharye. The woman is mutter. In ise the avar isura nichale the lecho velemus. The chsiv ki noafu v'dam biyadehem. Right. That the woman's mutter. Why? Because if the guy really was an adulterer, and he really lived with her, he'd be happy to have the guy die. He didn't kill him, right? He's just not telling him that there's poison in the food that he's eating. And he would be very happy if the guy died, because then he could go marry his wife. And people who are adulterers are also choshed on shvichas damim, because they're just a case recently, what's it called, where somebody killed his girlfriend, helped him kill his wife, so he could marry the girlfriend or whatever. So therefore the woman's still mutter, because if the guy really had been an adulterer, he would have he wouldn't have warned the husband not to eat the poison cress. Okay. Rashi, below idaita ditza she ilu haisi odas lo haisa minichas olecho, right? He wanted to go eat the cress without his wife's knowing, because if his wife knew, she wouldn't want him to die, so would have told him, but he wanted to eat the cress without telling his wife, and it was poison. So the adulterer picked his head up, because where he was hiding, he said, "Hey, I just saw a snake." You're like, you know, where are you? who are you? So he saved the guy's life. Okay. So that's what Rava said, right? And then the Gemara is going to ask, Lachara, it's Pashit, right? That if he saved the guy's life, he obviously is not the adulterer. And Yaakov will tell us what, why there was a Havamina the other way around.
That's if it's a Jewish adulterer.
What?
That happens if it's a guy.
What about?
Yeah. Maybe he would want the guy to be killed.
No, he would want him to be killed.
No, yeah, he would want him to be killed.
Wouldn't or would?
He would.
Why? Yes. Yeah, so this
a guy? Maybe, you know?
No, this guy also wants him to be killed. And if he wants to go, if he saved him, it's a riot. He's not an adulterer. If he wouldn't have been an adulterer, he'd been happy the husband's dead. The Gemara says, not so clear.
People walk into bedrooms and they find they shoot whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a guard, he shoots his wife.
Right. Well, you know, the Polish version of that. Guys walks in and he finds his wife, right, with somebody else. And they have, you know, these suicide pacts. So he puts a gun to his head. He says, I'm taking myself first and you're next.